You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, and welcome to an all-new episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. This is a little bit of a different episode. If you were listening to Almost Famous, which is an incredible podcast, I'd say the second best iHeartRadio podcast
there
is. Here
we go with all the Help, I Suck at Dating frat humor.
It's not frat humor, it's just facts. but welcome to Help, I Suck at Dating. But like I said, if you were listening to Almost Famous, I was just on there with Ashley and Ben, and we did a special Mother's Day episode, and we are segueing into Help I Suck at Dating Couples Edition. It's me and Ashley and Dawson, if you can hear him in the background. Ben is here, and then, hey, is Jess able to join?
She actually is. We're surprised because she is at work right now in her clinic, as we've talked about. She's an esthetician. Her business is, let's just say, really good, and she's packed. And so she's going to jump on for like 2 to 5 minutes just to say hello. She wanted to make sure to come here and say hello to you all. And thank you to Pandora Jewelry for doing everything they're doing. But also, she does have to get to another client because there's faces and skin awaiting her hands. But she will join us, but just Perfect. Not for long.
And then, of course, Dean and Kaylin are here. Two things. One, I want to thank Pandora for sponsoring this podcast. Pandora is giving gifts to our mothers on Mother's Day. Really appreciate it. And it's just a great company. I love Pandora. And then secondly, Dean, dude, your facial hair is perfect. You look like hell. Because you didn't fully shave here in your side, right? It's like a little...
I can't. It's all patchy and gross.
No, but... It looks a little scruffy on the sides a little bit.
Yes.
Right. No, that's the way to go. You look like Henry Cavill from Mission Impossible 6, and that is the way to go, my friend.
And that is not the way to go.
What?
No,
with
for
the mustache?
Henry Cavill, it is... No.
This guy,
actually,
look at his
for
facial
any
hair.
Any man should just be full-on scruff everywhere or clean-shaven.
Kaylin?
Clean-shave.
What do you think of Dean's current facial hair status?
I like it.
No, okay.
I like it when it... It's, I don't know. I like it now.
See,
it does
she likes
look good
it
now.
Full on scruff. You just like it because Henry Cavill did it. If it weren't for Henry Cavill, you wouldn't like it like that. I'm not saying it looks bad. Dean, it looks great. And with Dean's face, nothing could go wrong. He could literally have just that little like stole patch right there and he could pull it off. But
he's done it.
Yes. Done it. Right.
I will say I'm looking a little bit more, battered and beaten than I usually do. And, I had like an incident at the airport the other day, I think because I look like I'm living on the fringes of society because I haven't shaved my face in so long and I'm growing my hair out again. And
what was this incident?
Well, it wasn't anything serious. It was just like I wasn't being treated like if people weren't being as nice to me as they usually are nice to me. And I had like a string of events that happened where it was like four things in a row. And the first one I was like, fine. Second one, I was like, okay. And then the fourth one happened. And I was like losing my gosh darn mind.
Dean is like, wait, my face usually gets free
bullshit.
Champagne, the red carpet treatment. People let me cut in line because all I do is smile and look like this.
Finally, Dean
and
just...
now I know what it looks like to look just above average, just a little bit above average. No.
Welcome to the club, Dean. Not everybody lets us cut in line.
Going through all life being treated a certain type of way and then losing that, you know, I guess we'll call it a privilege, losing that privilege. It's really jarring. And it took a lot out of me that day. So
this is
very temporary
in Dean's face and body for a day to see how he gets treated.
Well, okay, for the record, let's be real. All of us are very you know, we could trade bodies with anyone, get along pretty well, I feel like.
Well, thanks. You know? Thanks, Dean. Especially Dawson's. Yeah.
Dawson gets treated the best out of anybody on this podcast right now, I'll tell you that much.
I can only imagine Dawson is going to be maybe the most beautiful human of all time.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see I'm excited to see the handsome young Henry Cavill that he grows into.
Yeah.
Well, that is what happened with when we had a conversation a couple weeks ago, because, you know, his hair was darkening up. We assume he'll have darker hair, and his eyes are staying pretty blue. And when the light hits them, they're very blue. And Jared goes, you know what he's, you know what he's going to be if it stays like this?
Well, dark hair, blue eyes,
and,
you know,
and then
there's
I
only
go,
one thing he can wait, be.
And I go, a stud. And he goes, he's going to be Superman.
Oh, hell yeah. He's going to wear the big blue suit and the red cape, baby.
Yeah, I mean, the following Cavill's footsteps, I will say, as a blue eye haver myself, it's a great color to have, you know?
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, it's a good one. So let's hope it stays.
Can we just say something funny? I know this is so off topic, but it's funny that everybody's like, oh man, blue eyes. Let's hope he keeps those blue eyes. Where'd you get those blue eyes from? Blah, 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 right? Has anybody ever been like, man, where'd you get those brown eyes from?
Hey, brown eye girl.
Yeah. I hope that you get, like, I hope those eyes stay brown. Hope those eyes stay brown. Like, nobody ever hears that.
No, I guess not. Yeah, you're right. Oh.
So coveted to have blue eyes.
It's just because it's more rare, let's be honest. And it is very pretty, I'm not going to lie. Anywho, like we talked about, this is a couple's edition of Help I Suck at Dating. Jess is going to be joining a little bit later, but we have, I feel like we have like a single Ben right now. Like Ben's just on the loose right now and alone in his office.
Yeah, I'm not a married man for 3 hours. what do you want to talk about, boys and girls? Well, this is a special episode though. And yes, I do wish Jess was here and she will be joining us again very soon. But, you know, we just spent some time talking about Dean and Kaylin. Like, you're sitting there and you're a tremendous partner. Dean is a tremendous man. He won't admit it for himself. He'll probably find a way to not talk about this. But he is a great dude. And you two have made it work. Now, it hasn't always been easy. I remember moments of confusion, even when we're in the same room as you. I'm like, what is Dean saying? He's wearing like 8 different rings right now. Are you getting married? Are you not? You know, he makes you live in a van for a bit. As Dean's partner, what do you find most admirable and most attractive about him outside of his good looks? Because that's already been stated and it's a very true fact.
Ooh, my favorite quality about him.
Yeah, let's go. Let's tell everyone your favorite qualities about me.
I feel like I say the same thing every time, but it's just never changed. And Dean, like, you guys all know him so well. He just does such a great job of like making everyone feel special and loved. And like, he's such a unique character and is always keeping people smiling and laughing. And so that's kind of our relationship. I just laugh all the time.
You want to know who is the best at that? Who I just tried to follow in their footsteps is you, Ben. You know, you always make everyone feel so special. And I really, you know, I saw people react to that. And so then I decided that's one thing that I'm going to try my best to mimic as best as I can.
You're going
to
say, I'm going to change everything about me and start being fun. Is that what you said when you watch? Yeah, good. I knew Dean would find a way to bring this back away from him. That was a battle that I was very familiar with and that I knew we were going to fight. But Dean, on to you.
Yeah.
She's sitting beside you. She's been wonderful
to you.
Yeah, so I
got to be careful.
What are your favorite qualities in Kaylin?
What do I love most about Kaylin besides her smoking hot, drop dead gorgeous looks? Obviously, that aside, because that's a given. I like how,
Go on now.
Well, I've got a lot of things in my head that I just want to pick which one is the most important to me, because there's like 10 things running through my head right now. But I don't want to say the wrong thing and then come back to it, you know, 10 minutes from now and be like, oh, I wish I said this was my favorite thing about her instead. She's incredibly intelligent and I respect how smart she is. But she's so smart and she doesn't rub it in your face about how smart she is. You know, like, I like to think that I'm a pretty smart guy, but I make sure that everyone knows that I'm smart, I think. And Kaylin's like, doesn't really need that type of, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? You don't need that type of like
recognition
for it. So she's just like super, super smart and like a nice and humble way. So much so where she makes me look really stupid a lot of the times. And yeah, like I said, I don't want to say I was surprised by how smart Kaylin is, because I guess I didn't really have any expectations, but she's always impressing me every step of the way, you know?
Cool.
Yeah. Yep. How about you? How about Jared? Yours and Ashley's now, I think. Maybe we should just do a round robin on this. So what is your favorite thing about Ashley?
My favorite thing about Ashley.
Ashley.
Is that your least favorite part about me, the way I say your name? Ashley. I add a vowel. Mm-hmm. It's a vowel, right? A? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watch Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune. My favorite quality about Ash is...
Man, I know, so many to choose from, really.
It's funny because I feel like it's funny when you're put on the spot because then you just start thinking about all the things that you shouldn't be thinking about.
Oh, really? Well, just give a couple of those then. That'll be fun.
No, I'm literally thinking of a monkey banging, the monkey that you wheel up.
Why are you thinking about that?
Because when you can't think of something... You ever see movies where they play that in the head when they're not thinking of anything? That's why I'm thinking of it right now.
Okay.
So I'd say, I mean, Ashley has so many great qualities. I mean, she's her honesty, her love and
that
compassion
drives you
for
crazy.
Things.
Crazy.
No, I mean, one of my favorite qualities about you is that I can tell everything. Like, here's a good example. So many people come up. And, they ask about you and what you're like, or they say they feel like they know you, you know, so many people at the coffee shop, they're like, oh, I know it's so weird, but I feel like I know you guys. And I'm like, I'm telling you, you know, Ashley,
aww.
Just because what you see from Ashley is exactly what you get. There's no misleading, you know? And so I love telling people that. When they're like, oh, I just feel like I know her. I'm like, trust me, you do know her.
Yeah, when people say to me, they're like, oh, I feel like I know you. I know that's weird. I know I don't really know you. I'm like, no, if you watch me on TV, you pretty much know me.
Just her, you know, her being an incredible wife, especially over the past, you know, couple of years, moving to Rhode Island, supporting me with
opening
laundries.
Doing everything I want.
Letting me play softball, seeing her the way that she is with Dawson, I posted about it on Instagram recently and we talked about it on the podcast, but just seeing what she's like to our son is just it's pretty incredible. So I'd say that's some of my favorite qualities.
Thanks, babe.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Jared, I've got a question for you. At the top of that, you mentioned how you appreciate how unfiltered she can be, or is, I guess, at all times. Was that ever an adjustment for you? Because when I think about that, I like to consider myself unfiltered as well, and Kaylin is a lot more... private in a lot of ways. And I feel bad sometimes for saying some of the things I say because they're so brutally, like not like bad things, but like, you know, like oversharing essentially.
Yep.
And I can tell sometimes Kaylin gets like a little embarrassed by it. Was that ever an issue for you at all?
Yeah. Oh, I remember when we were in Paradise and like the first night you were hysterically sobbing I was like, this is never going to work. Like, I could never be with someone that, like, she's already crying. But then, obviously, you know, that's just who you are.
I was crying because I thought you were making out with Jade.
That wasn't happening, obviously. And it's funny, actually. So on the first night of The Bachelorette, I won't say who it was, but when we had to choose between Caitlin or Britt, the girl that didn't get chosen, Britt, was also kind of a crier, I guess you'd say. She cried a lot on national TV. One of the guys there was like, I can never be with someone that is that emotional or that cried so much.
Jared was like, me neither.
Well, no, I didn't say that. I was like, I think I'd be fine with it. But for some reason, that 1 30-second moment with that random person has always stuck in my head. Because I always like, I'm like, oh, I'm with that person now, you know?
That's so funny.
And, now it's good. I mean, to answer your question, sorry to like go on this huge, rant. It was definitely something that hindered like our, I feel like our relationship in the beginning.
Because it was so not what he was used to. Cause those were the kind of girls that he dated.
But like, it's also just jarring, you know. It's just like you.
I'm not that wild.
No, not wild.
I don't think that I say the most crazy things.
No, but just like you have no ability to hide anything, and that's intimidating. It's like, especially even early on, like,
yeah,
if I said something that
scary to me, like that sounds like somebody I'd be nervous to be around.
Yourself?
When you describe it like that.
Yeah, you are. It can be intimidating, but also not. You're the least intimidating, but also intimidating because it's like, you're very transparent. I don't know. I have a baby in my hands.
Hey,
all right,
aren't
guys,
you tired? You know? Okay, so I've got a question for Jared. Are you tired of hearing people right under your Instagram? I'm so glad that you came to your senses. Like, you almost lost her. Blah, 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 blah. I was looking at the comments underneath your picture of the nice one that you wrote about me. And then just the amount of comments that we get when we're down at the coffee shop together, the amount of people who come up to me and be like, man, I'm really so glad he saw the light. Like, you know, he really,
it's like, bro, that was
he really
four
was
years
about
ago.
To miss out on something. And it's like so crazy because we've been together twice the amount of time that we were just friends. And people love to just remember you for not wanting to be with me.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? They're also very wonderful people because they follow us and listen to this podcast. And like, I'm eternally grateful for those people as well. Because honestly, they're commenting on our posts. Like, they care about us. That's pretty awesome. Now, in the moment, sure, I get a little flustered and pissed off because I'm like, all right, well, why don't you get the hell out of here? Like, I came to my senses 4 years ago. I was a jackass. What do you want from me? I learned my lesson. We're married. We have a kid together. Can we get past this?
And Ben has left the room because we won't shut up.
Ben's like, I've heard this so many times. I will say it's funny. I think that the second the baby pops out is that's when you are kind of like, you can't say that anymore. You know, you can't come to your senses after having a baby together. Like, maybe once you guys start dating, then yes, you can comment and say Jared finally came to his senses, but then the wedding happened. Okay, maybe we can't say that so much anymore. And then you guys had a baby together. That's just off the table altogether, I think. Should be, at least.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, this is maybe a really bad comparison, but like, if Caitlin Bristow, like, do people go up to her and say like, man, really, like, really crazy you broke up with Sean, you know? It's like, now that you're happily together with somebody else, it's like, man, I really enjoyed watching your story unfold with Sean.
It was different because everybody saw how our story unfolded. I have a question for Caitlin, though, because everybody asked, because Dean, you said that you know, you're an oversharer and Caitlin was a little intimidated.
Not intimidated, but maybe more like annoyed.
Annoyed.
But yeah, sorry, continue.
Well, my question is because Dean is seen as, how best to phrase this, because it is ancient news, but why not talk about it? Like, Dean has always been seen, no, not in a bad way, as the guy that, like, how do I say this without, the guy that, like, every girl wants, but, like, can never get, if that makes sense, even though that sounds like, I don't know how to phrase that.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like,
he was like a playboy for a while.
You tamed him. Like, how did you tame him?
But yeah, you're not an F-boy, obviously. But you were like the guy that, like, every girl who walks down to Paradise would be like, Dean, 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 Dean. And so, like, was that intimidating to you at all, Kaylin? You know, I've seen this TikTok all over the place now where it's like, are you worried that he's talking to other girls or are you worried that she's talking to other guys? And of course, they're like, I'm not worried, blah, 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 blah. But in the beginning of the relationship, obviously, it's wildly different now. Were you ever nervous about that and be like, holy shit, like, I'm with Dean and is he going to want to be with me? Is this going to stay?
I just want to point out before she answers that her time in Paradise, she drew a lot more attention from the guys than I ever drew from the girls. So if any, you should be asking anyone this question, you should be asking me.
Yeah, that's
that
a fair
question.
Point, actually.
But I'll step aside and I'll let Kaylin answer.
Honestly, so when we came off of Paradise, I was like I was just scared that he was going to end it again. And when he broke up with me the first time, I was like, ugh, devastated. And so I kind of like put up this barrier and I was like almost expecting for the relationship to fail and just like almost waiting for something to happen. And then like the more time that passed and like the more trust we built and like the stronger our relationship came, I was like, oh, okay, like we could do this.
Yeah, I know what videos you're talking about too, where it's like, are you worried about your man being out cheating on you? And then it cuts to the embarrassing thing that the man is doing.
Like
and
playing video games.
Yeah.
Like
and it's like, no, I'm not worried about it. Exactly. Yeah. And every single time it cuts to something, I'm always like, I literally do that all the time. So I hope that there's never anything to be worried about. But like, yeah, I don't know. For the record, I know you directed the question to her, but I also am not worried about anything because...
No.
Well, currently, of course, it's been 3 years.
No, I never was worried about anything, I guess I should, is a better way to phrase it. Because come on, you're not going to do any better than this. You know what I mean? Come on. Come on.
I know, that's it's so true. Embarrassing so. When you think about like, when we're laying in bed next to each other and I'm watching these YouTube videos of
all
like,
day long.
The geekiest ever. I mean, I'm watching movie reviews from like guys that are like, okay, here's what I'm doing.
He's
I'm watching people react to movies that I love. For example, like there's these YouTubers that will watch old movies. So like somebody was watching like, oh, I'm watching The Matrix for the first time. I'm like, oh, I got to see this guy's reaction. So I'm literally watching a YouTube video of this guy reacting to his first time witnessing The Matrix. And I'm lying in bed next to Ashley and I'm like, she just must think I'm the biggest loser. Do you know how many videos I watched leading up to Spider-Man No Way Home? Of like speculation of whether Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire was in that freaking movie. So you know how many hours of...
Do you know how many hours of Tom Brady film he watches? Oh, he watches football film as if he's going to go and play against these teams.
No, I'm just watching Brady.
He'll watch the game
right after the game. Oh, yeah. Like 3 hours after the game's over, he'll go back and watch it again.
We got to see how Tom did, how his arm angle was, if he faced pressure. Yeah.
You guys are, you're Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon from Fever Pitch.
Yes, we've thought of that many a times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's not anything wrong with that, you know? Yeah. To each their own.
Yeah, it's okay. He got me on board. The Tom Brady train.
I was going to ask you if you guys thought, because I was thinking of what's the couple's version of Mother's Day, which would be Valentine's Day, which...
Valentine's Day.
Okay, so Ben, you just celebrated Valentine's Day as husband and wife for the first time. Was it any different?
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
Valentine's Day is a crock.
Jared hates Valentine's Day, which makes me sad because I've never had Valentine's. And now I'm like, oh, okay. The Valentine's Day is still fresh with a spouse or a significant other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to hear Ben's Valentine's Day. First one, husband and wife. Was it?
You know, we did something. My parents did something really special for our wedding. So they took and wrote a card to us and had like a little saying in it. For every month of our first year of marriage. And then they gave us $100 bill and in each card. And we were supposed to go out on a date once a month with that money. And so for Valentine's Day, that's what we did. And those are really I would say we were as excited for that date night as we've been for any of the date nights that my parents have helped provide us. And so we shower up, we get dressed up, we pick a restaurant that's on our list of, hey, dream restaurants to go to. And then we go out to eat and we spend a whole evening, just the two of us, going on a date again. And like, I still get giddy. If Jess was on here, she would say she still gets like butterflies in her stomach and like nervous for these dates. And like, you know, I always get ready first. And so I go downstairs and I pour myself a cocktail and I put some music on, and she walks down the stairs and she looks beautiful every time. And I'm like, holy cow, like, this is wild. That's my wife. And then we get in the car and we have a great night. And like, Valentine's Day was the same thing as that to us. I don't even know what I can't remember what we did. I just know we went on a date at some point within the month of February, and we probably called it Valentine's Day.
Dean and Caitlin, do you guys still go on dates like that?
Yeah, we do. Maybe we don't get maybe as dressed up as it sounds like Ben and Jess might, but we go on dates pretty frequently, I would think.
Yeah, maybe too often.
Probably too often. It's funny how the older you get, and like once you get into a serious relationship, Valentine's Day goes from like you want to plan a romantic date with a person you're like dating to now it's like you want to avoid going out on actual Valentine's Day because you know it's going to be so crowded everywhere you go. So you go out like February 9th instead of February 14th every single time. And it's so much better this way, by the way, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's what we did the year prior. I like got us a hotel room because it was like probably $300 cheaper. And then we went out to dinner and it wasn't impossible to get a reservation. So yeah. I think that's like our thing. It's pre-Valentine's Day.
Which is nice. It's that's definitely like the biggest perk of being in a relationship is avoiding Valentine's Day.
Do you guys still get butterflies like Ben and Jess?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got butterflies right now sitting next to this girl. It's crazy.
Yeah, Jared, why did you give me that look when I was so jealous of whole coming down the stairs moment that Ben just painted in our minds?
I could feel your eyes piercing through. Listen, once you have one of these, things change.
Oh, yeah, because it's definitely just been the past 3 months that you haven't looked at me coming down the stairs like that.
Well, you were... Well, never mind.
He's like, the past year I haven't looked at you like that.
No. That's not what I said.
That's okay. I also wouldn't have looked at me the past
that's
year
not
like
true.
That.
You were beautiful.
Oh,
you were
glowing. A beautiful pregnant person.
You were glowing,
so glowy.
I say.
Don't say that, Jared. I got yelled at on the podcast for saying she was glowing. I got yelled at.
He says it as a joke. He knows.
We just haven't... Yeah, when was the last date we went on?
A very long time. Very long time. Before Dawson.
Well, honestly, even when you were, you know, pregnant, especially when you started getting sick, everything changed.
Well, yeah, Jared, when I got pregnant, that was the same
time.
Yeah,
but I remember, because I was thinking of the Red Sox game. Remember we went to a Red Sox game when you were
technically
pregnant?
Yeah, that was the first week of knowing.
But yeah, once things really changed.
We
because
had
then
10 days before finding out and me throwing up.
Yeah, sick constantly and then, you know, really sick. And then, of course, you have, you know, you're in your third trimester.
In the fall, we had dates. We literally haven't been on a date since the fall.
When is your next date going to be, do you think?
Sounds like tomorrow.
Yeah.
You guys want to babysit?
Like it's gonna be soon.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that? We will have a date soon. Here's
Let
the problem.
Let me ask you this, because you guys have... Dawson's grandparents are around, right?
Well, yes, but also we have, okay, you know,
so
Shannon
have, like,
has a kid.
Problems right now, because...
So I just had
there's
COVID.
The moving into the house. Then there was the business. Oh, yeah. So it's like the days that Jared's not at work. Yeah.
It's not good because I work. I'm at the shop like probably 60 hours a week. So, of course, when I come home,
he does not want to go
just,
out.
Well, also like we're taking care of Dawson. And then
I'm like, I would love for you to take care of Dawson tonight as I go and do things around the house.
And of course, I'm coming home from like a 12-hour shift. And
I mean,
like,
we
oh,
are
this,
those parents now.
Oh, it's so...
It's not good, but
it's
also...
Good. It's
we
great.
Still like get along. We like this, the thing is like some people will get like fighty, but we don't get fighty at
no.
all.
But the problem is, Dean and Benny, you can relate
just
to this.
Just not
is
romantic.
That I come home from work and I'm talking to her and I'm like, I just need like a day to golf. You know what I mean? Hang out with friends, be outside.
You,
and then she's like, when's the last time we hung out? And I'm like, oh, shit.
He's like, I just want to go to the gym. I want to play softball. I want to go golf. I'm like, okay, great. I'm glad that you included a candlelit dinner with me there.
That's definitely up there too. But, you know...
He's like, you know me, I gotta exert my energy. I gotta be competitive.
We can have a candle lit dinner on the 19th hole and it will be.
Anywho. See, well, there's a correlation that I want to tie in. Caitlin, you are a mom. You're a mom to a puppy. Let's talk puppy parenting styles for a second. All of us can relate in this. This was Ashley's previous life before she became a human parent. You know, last time I was with Alistair, he was working on some stuff. He still is. Tell us real quick. I'm sure you have on the podcast before, but just quickly his story and then what he's working on and how you deal with it as a puppy mom?
Yeah, so we adopted Alistair. It's probably been like 6 months now. And he started off great. And when we saw you, Ben, that was like when we didn't realize how bad he was. Or was that pre-bite or post-bite?
That was pre-bite. But
pre-bite. And so shortly after that trip to Carmel, Alistair bit my face. And he has been working on obedience and not attacking people and dogs. And we've spent a lot of money with training, but he is still sucks a little.
No,
he doesn't suck.
He's a great dog to us. It's just whenever any bird, animal, pet, leaf flies
anything
by
besides us,
that's when he can turn from good to bad really fast.
What about humans?
Like, it's a very hard. Oh, he hates all people and all dogs besides. He just likes
Alistair.
Us. So we're like really working on it because he's so sweet to us.
He looks so sweet,
and I feel like with Pappy, I was like way more lenient with Pappy, but I do feel like I'm the stricter parent with Alistair.
100%. You've always been the strictest parent.
But I was more lenient with Pappy.
I very much, my parenting style is like throw them in the pool and see if they can swim kind of thing.
I like
so
it.
So like, I like,
which let's, you did.
I like, yeah, which we've done. I like for him to be able to make mistakes and then, you know, we work on those mistakes later. That's my method. And Kaylin is much more like,
well, now we have a dog that like is unpredictable and has bitten things. And
Lois bit Chris Harrison. If that makes you feel better, Lois one time bit Chris Harrison when we were on set.
No way.
It was very traumatic.
Yeah. Like he bled.
We were like, well, we're never going to be invited back again.
Why did Lois bite him?
He came into our hotel
room.
It
was when we were there for Tayshia's season, so we were secluded. It was during COVID, and then finally we did the whole process and quarantine and then tested. And so then we could see people. So he came over to say hi, which was so sweet of him. And then Lois like didn't know who he was. So I had Lois in my arms and like she's rah! So I'm like trying to speak over her bark to him. And I'm like, no, just don't worry about it. And he like was insistent to like stick out his hand. And I'm like, don't do it. And then she just nipped him.
Okay, so wait, I want to ask you guys. Do you expect that you'll parent your children the way that you parent the dogs?
100%. I am going to be so strict and so careful with our baby and protect him at all costs. And Dean's going to throw him in the pool.
So is there going to be this conflict?
This is a very hypothetical question is the issue. We're guaranteed dog parents. There's no guarantee we're going to be human baby parents.
Oh, well, that makes me have to ask. Are we on the same page about that hesitancy?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, what's funny is when Kayla and I first started dating is she was super pro kids. And the more time we spend around little babies, she'd always look at me and she goes, we're never having kids. And I go, keep that mindset for as long as you possibly can. Because
well, I'd say keep the mindset as long as you possibly can. Kaylin, you're not even 30 yet, right?
No, and I'm like, I would like to have a kid when I'm like 30, 31, maybe, but I'm still not like 100%.
Yeah, but it's funny to hear the change in tone because 3 years ago you were 100%. And I hope that it's not me that's changing your mind on that. But I do agree with Ashley, like if we were to have kids, it wouldn't happen for another 6 years.
Are you 28?
Yeah. 26.
You're 26? Another 8 years.
I was about to say, when you said if she's 30, I'm like, I'm pretty sure Kaylin's 26.
26. Yeah. Oh my god, wait all the time. And that way by the time you guys are together for another 8 years, you'll like want something that'll make the whole dynamic different. See, I always said before we had Dawson, as much as I'm glad that we had Dawson and it was that sperm that met that egg and created this Dawson, I mean, if it weren't for biological reasons, I would have wanted to wait till like 40, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it... I don't know. Do you think it matters now, though, now that he's here?
I think we could have used a couple more years of youth. But I mean,
I don't think it's going to matter.
But yes and no. I mean, like, I would know. I need Dawson here. It needs to be Dawson.
But my point being is
like,
now that
if we could have created the Dawson, like this baby, this one could have dropped into our lives in a couple of years, like this exact Dawson.
Well, of course, nobody would have ever known. But, yeah, I don't know. I always thought the same thing, like always wait. And you probably should wait. But
The only reason is just because of the business, okay? Because, like, I need you here a little bit more. It's just, like, hard timing.
Anyway.
But that is a good question. Are you guys the same dog parents and now parent, like, human parents?
I think it's too early to say because he's so young that he's, like, obviously not, like, at the point to be disciplined. I foresee it being the same way because I'm like really gentle with Lois, even if she does something bad. I'm like,
she's way more active with Dawson than she ever was with Lois. And that's not a bad thing. That's a great thing. You'd rather be more involved in the baby stages of him than the puppy stages of Lois. Yeah, like anytime, like there was discipline or poop or pee, like I would take care of everything with Lois.
Yeah, but I also like would never yell at her.
No, but my point
and
being
you
is
would yell
like,
at her.
She's cleaning up his poop just as much. She's cleaning up his pee. Like nothing grosses her out. She's like cleaning him and taking care of him. Like I just, it's so hard to compare. It really is. Like it's just.
You're still going to be the disciplinarian, is what I'm saying. Which is funny because I feel like you're like the nicer human.
Yeah, I would agree. No, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Do you think I'm the nicer one?
I would say maybe the fact that Ashley carried Dawson inside of her stomach for 9 months might have something to do with the change in.
Yeah, I know.
Who's the nicer level? Human of you two? I think
definitely Kaylin.
I would hard disagree with that.
You think you're nicer?
1,000%, yes.
Really?
1,000%,
yes.
But is that just to you? Sure? Like, who's nicer to like the general public?
That's me. I think I generally am nicer to people. You probably on average are nicer to me than I am to you, though.
I'm nice.
Right, but I think I'm nicer. I'm not saying you're not nice. I do think you are nice.
You're more outgoing, and maybe that makes you think you're nicer.
I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make someone's day. And you are
fine. He's nicer.
You're shy. You're shy to the point where you won't do that.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing. Okay. I want to emphasize it's not a bad thing by any means.
It's okay.
It's just different personality style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
What about you guys? Who's nicer between the two of you?
Well, are we talking about like running into Bachelor fans?
Sure. Well, if that's what you use to gauge kindness, yeah.
I'll be like more conversational.
Yeah. Well, that's also because at the end of the day, people are like.
They say to Jared, they're like, oh, it's really nice to meet you. But like, where's Ashley? Like, I'm really here for Ashley. The amount of times people say that to his face is just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. I'll never forget. I think I said this before. I remember when I first got engaged with Ashley, I was with Tanner was down in Mexico because they were making a cameo as well. And he was like, bro, just get used to them liking the girl more. It's what happens. Like,
right.
They're going to be way more excited to meet Ashley than you. Just accept it now. And it's like, I got no issues with that. For a while, I didn't. But every once in a while, when someone comes up and they're like, yeah, Jared, or like they'll say something like
crazy.
Well, not crazy, but just like they'll say something like, ah, Jared, I didn't really like you. But then when you got with Ashley, I liked you. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really like you either. But it's very nice meeting you.
It's funny, you eventually become like a vessel for them to be able to meet Ashley or Kayla. Like, same thing happens for me with Kayla. Like, they'll be like, hey, oh my gosh, I'm such a big fan. Where the hell's Kayla? Like, I would way rather talk to her and meet her. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. I just basically am a vessel that helps people meet Kayla essentially at this point.
Do people say that to you too, Dean? Like, things along the lines of, man, we really thought that you were going to dick her over too.
I don't know. I don't think so, really. Maybe. It definitely has happened, but not as frequently as maybe you would expect.
I think
you
know, we just ran into like one drunk person once.
Yeah.
It was unfiltered.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Are we thinking of the same thing?
I think so.
We ran into some drunk person once that was basically saying like that. And then she finished it up with, can I get a picture? And it was the only time in my life where I was like, no, I will not take a picture with you.
Yeah.
You said such mean things about me and then you asked me for a picture. Not happening. Get out of my face.
Get out of here. Now, please go listen to Help, I Suck at Dating.
Exactly. That's the one thing from stopping my niceness score of being 100%, 100 out of 100.
But I think that was valid. She wasn't being nice.
Yeah, she was being mean to us.
Ben, is it time that we can get Jess on here for a sec?
I think it is. Let's call her up.
Okay.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
All right, guys, we have Jess on the line for just a few minutes. She has a client, but I wanted to ask you guys a couple quick questions. One, what's the difference between marriage and dating or being engaged? I feel like for you guys, it's obvious, but go ahead. Is there anything different?
Tell us, guys.
Yeah. The bedroom is fantastic. It opens up a whole new world.
Besides the sleepover situation, I would say probably just like the day-to-day communication that we have is a lot different. It's a lot more mundane probably than when we were dating, mainly because we dated long distance. So now it's more like, has the dog been out? Did you clean the dishes? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Totally. We understand
I would also add to that too, everything we do is for two of us together now, instead of like one person thousands of miles away, kind of running their life, another person running theirs. Like everything we do has to align at some level. So that's been a change.
Oh, I thought the same thing when Ashley and I got engaged. I remember walking down the beach the night after we got engaged, and we were laughing about how everything was going to be about Ashley and Jared now. There was no longer like, hey, can I go to a cookout? Or hey, there's, you know, my cousin's birthday I'm going to go to. It's like, oh, can Ashley and Jared go to my cousin's birthday? Like, it's like every invitation from now on to the rest of our days is going to be for Ashley and Jared. It's the same thing for you guys. Every invitation you guys get now is going to be Ben and Jess. And whoever doesn't do that invitation that way is a douche.
That is true. Well, bachelor parties, she doesn't get invited to anymore.
That's fair. That's fair.
All right. Well, Jess, go make someone's skin look gorgeous.
Will do.
I love you. I'll see you in a couple hours.
Bye. Thank you, Jess.
See y'all.
You know what we should do sometime? We should play the newlywed game on here with all three of us couples. See who knows which couple knows each other the most. We're great at games.
I think you guys would do really well. Ben, how do you think you and Jess would do?
Pretty good. We talk a lot. We spend a lot of time together. I feel like we'd be all right. Yeah, I think we'd do great.
Is there a bachelor couple that we think would fail this game?
Yeah, many.
I would say we, of the three couples here, Kaylin and I would probably do the worst.
Really?
Yeah. Why do you think that?
We would expect to do good.
I think
we would do good.
Because Kaylin would get every question right, and I would answer questions. I would get questions about myself wrong. Like, there is no way. So, like, she would do really well, but my memory is, like, definitely escaping me as I get older. So I would, like, be so bad at it.
Dean, I can definitely see the way that you'd answer questions. You'd overthink too much. You'd be like, well, in this case or in that case, and then I could go this way or I could go that way.
No, I wouldn't answer them truthfully. I would answer them with what I think Kaylin would answer them for me. And then we would show up and it would be what I would really Kaylin would get it right, but I would change my answer thinking she was going to, like, I'm trying to outsmart the game somehow. It just would be it'd be a catastrophe for sure.
I thought you guys were going to talk about bachelor couples that you think would suck at this.
Well, we did. We didn't name anybody. Oh. So who would suck?
Well, obviously Clayton and Susie. The first ones come to mind. Okay. Just because they're so brand new.
Yeah.
They're like, you guys don't know anything about each other. They're engaged, right?
No.
Oh, so they're not?
No.
No. Damn it.
You know, this is a great idea for Bachelor Live on Stage. They should just do this. It should just be like a special event night where like all the intact bachelor couples see who knows each other, quote, knows each other best.
Who the hell else wouldn't know each other that well? What about Ari and Lauren?
What?
I think they could be sneaky bad at it.
I can see that.
They're probably really good. I don't even know why I'm saying this.
My brain for some reason went to Joe and Serena.
Okay.
For no reason other than I just don't think they've been together very long. And I know nothing about either of them, but that's just what I think.
I don't know. I feel like Joe is like a sneaky he talks a lot. You know what I mean? Like Joe comes off as the guy who's like very, and I love that man so much. I fucking love Grocery Store Joe. But I wonder if he just like Serena knows everything about Grocery Store Joe now.
Just because like he rambles about everything.
His favorite movie, favorite color, favorite food, like everything. Because he's like so passionate about things. I could totally be like him just like talking about The Godfather Part 2 to Serena for like 4 hours straight. You know?
You think he's like you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, let's wrap this up. You guys, thanks for doing this crossover episode with us. I really appreciate it. Ben, thanks for the 3 minutes of your time today. It was very nice of you to stop in and say hi to us this podcast. Ben,
just had to work.
Yeah. Ben's wife was working.
Thanks for reminding me, man.
Thank you. It's okay. I didn't text you back on my birthday.
Before you go, hold on. Ben, is that weird when people say Ben's wife?
Getting more used to it. At first, very odd. Very weird, but
I just heard Dean say it and I was like, oh yeah, shit, Ben's not fiance, wife.
Yeah, but it's now it makes more sense, but I still slip up a lot.
It doesn't feel weird to me. Ben always seems to be like somebody to me that would have a wife.
Yeah
I've got a good one.
Well, she's got a good hubby.
She's also going to look really good in this beautiful Pandora jewelry I'm sure you got for her, Ben. So we wanted to thank Pandora again one more time for the special sponsor of the podcast. Thanks, guys, for taking some time out of your busy, what is it today, Monday. And we look forward to getting back to our regularly scheduled programming. Thank you guys so much for everything this week. Again, thank you to Pandora for sponsoring the podcast for us this week. Be sure to tune in later this week for our episode where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.